Welcome to your weekly compass, your go-to reflections to connect with God every week. Happy Valentine's Day! Woo! I hope you're enjoying your day so far. I wish you the best day ever. I am so happy that we're launching this new podcast, your weekly compass, a day like today. A day that is all about love, it's that we can share the love of God, the Word of God with everyone. So with that being said, let's start. Let's read Jeremiah 6:16, and I'm reading from the NIV. It says, "This is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path, ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it." Have you feel tired lately? Have you feel worn out? Like you're constantly running on a life treadmill, trying to keep up with everything, but you just can't catch your breath. Like there's one thing after the other after the other. If that sounds familiar, you might be chasing after the kind of security this world offers. Things like money, success, approval, or even love from those around us. Something that is totally normal. But here's the thing. These earthly things, as good as they may seem, they're shaking foundations. There's an old saying that gets to the heart of this. It says, life isn't about who you are, but whose you are. If you're feeling exhausted, it could be a sign that you haven't fully surrendered to God. The real challenge is stepping aside and letting Christ take the lead. And I know that's difficult. I know for a fact, personal experience, I'm a control freak. And believe me, God is working a lot. It's still working in me. It's been working for years. Because I need to learn how to let go and let God. Now, it's in understanding how deeply loved we are by God and embracing the abundant life He offers that we will find true rest. When we start living for God and relying on His strength, not our strength, that's when we find peace for our souls. It's not about striving harder, it's about resting in His power and grace. Let's do a quick exercise. Let's consider the areas of our life where we might be seeking security in worldly things. Let's make a mental note. How have these pursuits affected your peace and rest, your daily peace and rest? Now, think how can surrendering to God all that, or your life, everything, and depending on His strength, can bring a change to your life. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let's remember something. True rest doesn't come from what we achieve or what we accumulate, social status, nothing like that, but from knowing we are God's beloved and living in His strength. Let's try to shift our focus from chasing those temporary comforts to embracing the eternal peace and rest that Jesus offers. In Jesus, we find the strength to face life's challenges and the peace to calm our weary souls. Let's pray. Dearly God, I admit I've been trying to control things on my own. Man, do I do that every day. Help me to see your path clearly. Give me the wisdom, give me the knowledge, give me the understanding, so I can live in your strength and bring glory to your name. It's all about you, God. It's not about me. It's all about bringing glory to your name. Teach me to find rest in your loving arms and live accordingly to your will, not mine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your walk with the Lord. I really appreciate you with all my heart. If you would like to receive these devotionals every week, directly to your email, there's a link in the show notes that it will give you an option to subscribe to the newsletter. We will send an email every Wednesday with the devotional we just read, we just went over, and a link to that week episode, so you can have them both in one single email. We also have a Facebook group. It's called Sip, Pray, Love. It's a lovely spot where we chat, we share our weeks, wins, we pray for each other. It's a community. I'm really looking forward to connect with you and expanding our conversations there. Why not? Now, before I go, if you found this episode helpful, please consider leaving a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot to take the word of God, the love of God, to as many people as we can. Also, share it in your social medias, share it with your friends, families, anyone that you think it might benefit from this word, this week devotionals. Now, that's all for today. Thank you so much for being here again. I'll see you next Wednesday for your weekly compass. In the meantime, sip slow, pray deep, love always.